6 years after NAPLAN became the benchmark for testing reading and writing at Australian schools, serious questions remain about its effectiveness. Allegations of schools abusing the system and some students being urged not to sit the exams continue to dog the program, Alex McDonald reports.
Rachel Soudan's NAPLAN experience has not been a happy one. The mother of four's youngest child has autism, and 2 years ago, before a Year 3 NAPLAN test, his Northern New South Wales school recommended that he stay home.
We as parents said no, what we wanted for our child was to do the NAPLAN, but obviously with the special provision.
During a NAPLAN test this year, the 10-year-old claims his school support officer showed him the correct multiple choice answers on his exam paper.
He actually came home and said, well, actually, when I went to write the wrong answer, my support person moved my hand to the right answer.
Robert Randall is the head of the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, or ACARA. He says cases like this one are investigated by school authorities.
While there are cases for concern, the great majority of schools are running these assessments very well.
But the Soudan family is not alone in having reservations about NAPLAN. Theirs is one of more than 80 submissions to a Senate inquiry, the second in 3 years to examine the system of standardised testing. Most are scathing and show a number of parents choose not to have their children tested.
Where parents are electing not to let their children do the NAPLAN testing, it's either because they are concerned about the effects on their children and the effects of perceived failure because of the pressure that they're feeling as a result of the school's sense of ranking.
South Australian Greens Senator Penny Wright has been in touch with parents and educators around the country. She sees a link between the pressure many students feel and the NAPLAN data on the My School website.
It's become a very high-stakes, pressured test now, and that's because of the way the results of NAPLAN are being used on the My School website, which it was never designed to do.
The Coalition has promised to remove NAPLAN scores from the My School website if it wins the September election.
We would lose information, we'd take information away from the community, the school communities and the broader community, and I'd encourage people to reflect on what would the loss be.
ACARA's Robert Randall believes it's up to schools and local communities to make students feel more at ease about the testing process. He cites Melbourne's Fitzroy Community School as an example where teachers deliberately choose not to tell students when the tests are happening. The school's co-founder, Philip O'Carroll, says they see no stress associated with NAPLAN. He has no doubt the system is worthwhile.
It certainly does put pressure on people who operate schools, but it's only for the benefit of children.
While the publication of NAPLAN results could disappear from the My School website later this year, the next step for the body that devises the tests is to put them online. Robert Randall says NAPLAN testing will happen online in coming years and should be more tailored to individual student needs.
Alex McDonald reporting.